Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now, this is where I'm going to miss Danny here for the next few minutes because I don't know how much you're going to be able to help me on this one, Tobes. I watched the film Old School last night, which is a classic comedy that dropped in 2003. I was in young high school at the time, and Old School was the latest in a run of outstanding R-rated comedies that are no longer a thing. I mean, basically, and hopefully we'll get back to being able to have really good comedies in the theater, but it has been a long time. Nobody has wanted to touch the genre. You watch some of these scenes and you're like, that wouldn't fly today. That wouldn't fly today. That wouldn't fly today. And it's just supposed to be a movie and fun and you're supposed to laugh. But a lot of things have changed. Old School, watching it last night, directed by Todd Phillips, Will Ferrell, peak of his powers, Vince Vaughn, as good as he gets. And then even Luke Wilson, who I've never really been a huge fan of, this is kind of the movie that stands out for him, as far as I'm concerned. Craig Kilborn makes a cameo. You get a little Sean William Scott, who had just been in all the American Pie movies. Artie Lang's in this movie in a cameo. There's a lot of great cameos. But my guess is, when I say Old School to you, it means absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I can't help you here. I got nothing. No file. None. See, whatsoever.
I know the whole, like, acting like you're old at work and you can't relate to anybody thing. I've heard it my whole life when people did it, and I was the young guy that they were complaining about. But we're now at a point where it is getting very frustrating with just movies.
I never even heard of this movie.
You've never heard of Old School?
No.
Luke Wilson, Will Ferrell,
no.
Vince Vaughn.
Sounds great. No.
I don't even know what to say to that. Now, Claire has probably seen it once or twice, but it means nothing to him. Strober, have you ever even seen this movie? Old School, he's looking at me like he doesn't know what I'm talking about. Darius has never seen a movie to begin with unless it's Marvel, and Captain America's not in this movie, so there's no chance. It's so unacceptable. Like, it is so infuriating that I watch a movie last night. I want to come in here and just go over all the scenes and throw out some lines and have you guys go back and forth, and you get nothing.
I've seen Old School before. I just want that to be known. And the fact that everyone else is not getting crushed for not seeing this movie, yet somehow I got shrapnel for seeing it once or twice. That's insane.
But the difference between them having not seen it and you, who casually may have seen it once a few years ago, but it's not like you aren't able to, like, go line for line. Like, this is not a movie you like or care about.
I love this movie. The really? Cinder block scene, dropping it down from the top of the
roof.
It's
a good film.
It's a great film.
It's a great scene, by the way.
It's a tremendous scene.
Yes.
Tremendous scene.
I'm reading some quotes from this. It definitely would not fly today.
Oh, no, no, no. There's not a whole lot about it that would work today.
This is actually crazy because I don't know why I spaced when you were talking about this. I almost watched this last night. I'm not even joking.
Well, yeah, it's on Netflix right now. So you're going to stumble across it in your feed.
I was 5 seconds away from putting it on, and then I had to go do something.
Well, you should. This is what
I can't believe it.
Good R-rated comedy looks like, which your generation knows nothing about because they don't exist anymore. But it's fantastic, and I hope we can get back to having some really good comedies. It's just been a long time. I saw that the Naked Gun movie with Liam Neeson that just dropped.
I can't wait to see that.
See, that genre is not my favorite. I'm probably going to see it because I like Liam Neeson. And it's I want to reward someone for making a comedy, if we're being honest. Like, nobody does it. But it had the biggest opening weekend. I think it was not crazy. It was like 15, 20 million or whatever it was. But it was the biggest for a comedy since this era, essentially, since I was in high school. Because it's just a dead thing that nobody does now.
I love those kinds of stupid slapstick comedies.
It's not my favorite, but I am going to support the cause, so to speak. But anyway, I watched it last night. You realize that that's where "I love you, Dad" comes from? That, I mean, you don't realize, actually, because you've never seen a movie. What is your excuse, by the way? Like, this is so unacceptable. How do you, like, you don't have any interest, Darius, in pop culture and being able to understand references? I mean, working with Danny and I must just be awful for you. All we do is quote movies that you've never seen before. What's more boring and awful than people quoting movies you don't know about? That's all we do.
I don't know. I honestly have no answer as to why I've never seen Old School.
No, it's not Old School. It's any movie ever. You've never seen any movie ever that doesn't have Spider-Man in it.
That's not true. Spider-Man wasn't in Fantastic Four.
You seen Tommy Boy?
You watched Superman.
Tommy Boy.
We're done.
I don't think I've seen that. Who's in that?
Chris Farley.
Oh, I definitely haven't seen it. No.
Do you know who Chris Farley is?
Yeah. He was on SNL.
Yes, he was. All right, we'll get back to sports because God forbid I try to talk about Tommy.
I know that. I know sports.
I mean, just five guys sitting around and burgers and fries over here, and it's just me saying great movies and nobody knowing what they were. It's just frustrating. That's all I'm saying, guys. I mean, not everything can be, Chronicles of Narnia, right? What were you guys watching as kids? SpongeBob SquarePants.
Great show. SpongeBob, stuff like that.
Yeah. It's not where we are.
New South Park tonight, though.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.